everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are here. It's the end of a crazy week. It seems like March is never going to end. And we found out that Hallmark was changing their plans. Poor in the Key of Love gets ditched again because they're going to do a marathon this weekend of Christmas movies because we're all so traumatized that we need it so much. And anyway, so I thought it would be fun just to record a little bonus podcast where we give our recommendations for each of these 3 days of the films that are being aired. And we could talk about it and just talk about crazy things. And I'm Film Critic Rachel Wagner. I think of nobody better to come on and do this with me than my very good friend Dory from All the Films podcast. Dory, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I know that we are living in truly bizarre times. Yeah. And so I'm really excited to talk about Christmas movies for a little while and pretend like the outside world is not going through what it's going through.
On like a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at on like cabin fever scale?
I have to tell you, I'm probably like a 5. I'm kind of right in the middle right now, but let me tell you, yesterday I was nearing a 7, an 8, possibly a 9. I was losing it. I had been doing really well, and then I woke up in the morning and I was like, I'm a prisoner in my own home. How did we get here? How did this happen? I had to go outside for some walks. I had to order some delivery. I was like, I'm taking the risk. I don't care. I'm getting my pizza. So I'm feeling a little better now, but every day is different. Some days I feel like I have a complete grasp on this. Other days I ask myself, is this the rest of my life? Is this my new normal forever?
Yeah, it really does vary from day to day. I feel like some days I'm you know, just sort of my normal self. Other days I'm like Jack Torrance from The Shining. Like it's getting me.
Like, ah. I know.
And I, like we said off air, I really didn't think it would be hard for me because I work from home. I'm already a hermit creature, but taking away my movies and my church was really hard. And
I know
compared to some people, that's like nothing and they're sick. Of course, like that's way worse than anything I have, but, thankfully don't have kids. Oh my gosh. All of you who are entertaining children, God bless
you. You're heroes. If you are homeschooling your children and that was not your responsibility before and you are losing your mind, you absolutely deserve to lose your mind. And I am so sorry. Yeah. And you have my love and support and prayers because that I couldn't do it. I don't have kids. And if I did, I'm telling you right now, I couldn't do it.
Because it's one thing to be homeschooling your kids when you have like a plan and these are the activities we're going to do and this is my choice and I'm empowered. It's another thing to be like, the kids are here. What do we do? We can't go anywhere.
I know.
Do anything. Like it's two totally different dynamics. And so, yeah, all of you moms that are listening, dads that are listening, tip of the hat. You're doing an incredible job. And hopefully we at the Hallmarkies podcast can provide some relief for you because some break. We thought that we would be good to go, but we had we were impacted this week because the service that we use to record the podcast that we usually would put it to cloud storage. Well, they've been overrun the service Zoom, and so our episode on the When Calls the Heart recap. We recorded it on Monday. We're still waiting for it to process. And today's Thursday when we're recording this. So even us have been, our homespun operation has been impacted. But hopefully we can get it to you sometime. And hopefully, hopefully the things we have gotten for you have made you smile. That's my dream. That's my goal. And so we have, I actually have a whole bunch of stuff that's waiting, that, I'm going to release, to patrons and different things like that. Some really fun stuff coming up. So hopefully, like I said, that can be some sense of normalcy for you guys. And I'm glad, that Hallmark is doing this and airing the Christmas movies this weekend. I think we all kind of needed it.
Me too. And it's funny because I heard people calling for this online. Yeah. And it was mainly from people who do not typically talk about or tweet about Hallmark, which I found really fascinating. Yeah. I was like, you know, these movies are comfort movies during the holidays. Like, even if you don't typically watch Hallmark during the holidays, usually someone in your family, someone in your life has them on. You may just have them on in the background and you're doing other things. So it was a really great reminder of the wonderful side of these Hallmark movies. You know, I think that we had kind of a rough landing.
That's what I was going to say.
During the holiday season. And so this kind of restored my faith and hope and in that system and showed why I love it so much, you know?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I think I was just going to say the same thing, that I feel like people left last season with, some people at least, left with a bit of a sour taste in their mouth. And I feel like this is a way to kind of, I mean, maybe bend some bridges a little bit. I think it's a good thing.
I agree completely.
Homework. Well, so what we decided we're going to do is we're going to go over each day and give you our recommendation out of all of the films that are streaming, which one we would pick. And so it should be pretty fun. I actually have two for a couple of them. So I guess I cheated. But let's dive in. So on Friday, so this will be the day this airs, today, I guess. I think I have two choices of what I would recommend. The first is Christmas Detour, because I love that one. I think that Paul Green and Candace Kimber have really nice chemistry. I love a good road trip movie. And
there's a vision board in it, everyone, a giant vision board, my favorite part of that movie.
Right, yeah. And I think that just all the different kind of stops along the way and the cute little, it's very classic, I think, Hallmark.
It's so cute and it's so fun. And honestly, I feel like this is CCB at her best. She's great in this.
Yeah.
And she and Paul Green have really great chemistry. I do love that one and I'm so glad you picked it.
Yeah. It's just, it's a little bit funny, a little bit, you know, silly with like when they get to his when they get to the fiance, his parents, it's like a, I don't know, they're so,
they're bad news.
And that makes me laugh. And Paul Green is just so charming. And,
I know, yeah. He's so great. And like late, like he is the epitome of him as one of these heroes, like laid back, funny, warm. It's really nice. And we get a second couple story in this movie. Yeah, there's a couple, true. Another couple that they're traveling with, which I always enjoy when there's a nice little B couple to pay attention to. So that's fun.
Me too. So then my other choice is A Crown for Christmas on Friday, because I think it is the best. I think it is the best Hallmark Princess movie by a lot, in my opinion. I think the next best one is probably Once Upon a Prince. I liked that one quite a bit. But with A Crown for Christmas, I like her relationship with the little girl. It's like everything that that The Christmas Prince on Netflix does wrong, A Crown for Christmas does right and it better. And Rupert Penry Jones, so dreamy when he comes in on that horse at the end, like it's so good. And Danica,
why do we have more movies? He's so good.
Yeah, I love him. I mean, I love him in the Persuasion, BBC Persuasion with Sally Hawkins. And him, I love that. And I love him in this. And I think that, you know, it's kind of nice, this dynamic of Danica. She's trying to support her family, her siblings. And so you kind of have that dynamic, and as opposed to, I don't know, sort of the single working, you know, so it's just a little bit different. So if you want, I just feel like if you want escapism, because I think watching Christmas Detour, the only reason I was hesitant about it is it could feel like a little bit like, oh, all this stuff that we can't do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, whereas like, you don't feel that way with A Crown for Christmas because it's like in a castle. I mean, it's just, there's no, at least no option in my life of doing any of the things that are in that movie.
Unfortunately. So more sadly, there's no castle.
No castle. And so those are my two picks, two of my favorites. What about you? What's your pick?
So my pick for Friday is Mingle All the Way, which came out in 2018. And it has quickly kind of risen up the ranks as one of my favorites. It is with Jen Lilly, who is a favorite. And she plays a tech entrepreneur who comes up with a dating site, but it is specifically geared towards professionals who need a companion during the crazy holiday season, where they are going to company parties and different events, different get-togethers, and they don't want to go through it alone. And so there's not necessarily a romantic component to these pairings unless you want there to be. So it's really an interesting premise, like a nice little twist on the dating site game that we are all familiar with. And basically Jen Lilly's character uses her own service to prove that it works to a potential investor. Meets this guy who, of course, she can't stand at first, but then as the movie goes on, they get closer and closer, fall in love. And it's just really cute. And just, it goes down really easy. It's Jen Lilly at her funniest and cutest and best. And it has all the holiday good cheer. Lindsay Wagner is in it and plays her mom. She's that's kind an interesting of that's dynamic.
Sort of, that's sort of a weird role, though. I feel like that's the one part of the script that I'm like, what is going on with her mom? That's weird.
Yes, there are some mom issues in this movie. So if you have mom issues, you'll be able to relate.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I just remember thinking that was weird. Like, why? Yeah,
her mother is not supportive. Her mom wants her to be an accountant like she is. She does not support her going into this risky tech field. But
Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, it all comes together in the end and everyone is happy and everyone is supportive. And it's just a cute one. Yeah.
It has a great cast. I mean, I love that you get a little romance between Sandy Sadoo and Casey Manderson in her office. That's really fun. You have Ava Grace Cooper in that, I think is niece or somebody of Brian Daughtry's character. Yeah. She's so cute.
Yep.
I don't know. There's just a ton. Just one of those movies that the casting was really good.
It's very cute. It's very fun. And it's funny. It's written really well. So yeah, that is my pick for Friday.
Very good. Very, very good. All right. So Saturday, I also have two picks on Saturday. It's a long day. I mean, come on. So
I was about to say, it's a lot of hours, so you're allowed a couple picks.
Well, I just figured, how can you not pick The Christmas Cottage? You're stuck inside. What better movie to watch than a Hallmark Christmas movie about two people stuck inside a house? I mean, perfect. And it's Merritt Patterson and Steve Lund, who are great. And Steve Lund is so handsome, in my opinion.
He's so dreamy.
Yeah, he's so swoon-worthy and in this and in general. And I really liked we laughed a lot about the food scenes when he's describing these menus. You're just like, what is happening?
It's true.
It was so funny. I wish I could remember one off the top of my head, but it was like, I don't know, like turkey with a cranberry foam and like, I don't know, just
cranberry foam.
And like green beans with a truffle butter. And like, it was just the most ridiculous menus I've ever seen. And we remember laughing so much about that. The fancy food. But
it's such a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it, and I could have used even more time with them, like, bunkering down in their PJs and, like, in the house and being all cute, and I could have used even more of that because it was adorable, but it has Victor Zink Jr.'s in it, so it has a pretty fun cast, and it feels, like, relatively relatable. You know, it's the whole we used to date and then we got separated. But like, I don't know. If I was stuck in a Christmas cottage with Steve Lund, I feel like it's pretty relatable. What are you gonna do?
And it's a great second chance romance, and also there is a wedding involved.
Yeah,
you are not like beaten over the head with the wedding stuff, which is also nice because we've all seen those movies that kind of revolve around the wedding when you're like, okay, the couple I care about isn't even getting married. I don't need to see all of this madness.
She had a few moments where she was a little bridezilly about like over worrying about what decorations Merritt Patterson put on the tree. That kind of annoyed me a little bit because I'm like, you asked her, she's giving you this as a gift. Like if she, I don't know, it felt a little like, let her give you their gift. Like she's designed this whole tree for you. If you didn't want her to do it, then why did you ask her to do it? But that's okay. You know, it has to be the old fashioned ornaments like she wants and whatever. But considering the world of bridezillas in Hallmark, she was fine.
She's pretty tame.
Yeah. And it's just sort of a secondary story. And so I think a lot of people probably haven't seen this one. I feel like it kind of went under the radar. And so if you haven't, it's a really cute one. It's a good one. So check it out.
It's really good. Yeah. I love Merritt Patterson and she's great in this as usual. I always love her.
Yeah. And my other choice, I had to pick Christmas Town because it was my favorite of all of last year. Countdown to Christmas. I loved this one with CCB and just, I feel like it was, if I was going to write down a formula for what is a Hallmark Christmas movie, I feel like I would describe this movie. the community spirit. It's got CCB in it. When she would read those letters from her dad, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
It would get me every time. And I thought the acting was pretty good. I thought the chemistry was pretty good. Obviously it takes more work than that to adopt a child. I get that. But nevertheless, I was willing to go with it. And the just sort of the overall messes of adoption and love and family, and was so, so great. And I thought it was really lovely.
This is a tearjerker. If you want to have a good cry, and I think a lot of us need a good cry at these moments, watch this movie. It is very sweet, very heartfelt.
Yeah.
I personally think this is CCB's best acting out of any movie I've seen her in.
Yeah.
The part at the end with the angel, forget it. I was done. I've never seen her. She acted her butt off in that part. Like, her reaction, it hit me right in the heart. It's such a good movie.
Yeah. And it's not, if you're worried about, oh, I don't watch sad movies, it's not really, I wouldn't necessarily even describe it as a sad movie. I just think it's an emotional movie.
Heartfelt. It gets you where it counts.
Yeah. It's not even on Movies and Mysteries. Like, it's just regular Hallmark Channel. So.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, don't worry about that. But what do you have for Saturday? What was your pick?
So my pick for Saturday is one of my favorites, A Very Merry Mix-Up.
Yeah.
This is an Alika Witt movie. This is on my co-host Mel's all-time favorite Christmas movie list on Hallmark. It's definitely up there in mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is a woman goes to what she thinks is the home of her fiance's parents for Christmas. Later finds out she has gone to the wrong house. She was at the airport. There was a very merry mix-up, and she went to the wrong home in the same town.
Yeah.
Because her fiance has the same name as this other guy who she's staying with, his family.
Yeah.
And she falls in love with the brother because the mistaken fiance is not home yet. He's supposed to be meeting them later. He's been working. She was going ahead early, so she's not with him. And she falls in love with the brother, and it is so freaking cute to watch them fall in love in this circumstance. They do not like each other at first, but what I love about this is she doesn't just fall in love with the brother. She falls in love with this entire family who is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they are giving her all the Christmas feels that she has not had in years. And it's great. They're like baking cookies together and going through all their holiday traditions. And it is really a fun, funny, sweet Christmas movie.
Well, and the real family is hilarious. Ridiculous. Funny.
Oh my gosh. They are ridiculous. They are having, so the Christmas she's having with the wrong family is everything you dream of. It is gingerbread houses and turkey and stuffing and hot chocolate and all the things and presents and trees. The other family, it could not be more sterile. It is like a very formal family. Their house is barely decorated, if at all.
Yeah.
You know, they could not be more formal. I don't think they even hug. It's like handshakes. So,
which we recommend right now. I guess they're good at social distancing.
Liz is if you are going to meet your fiance's super rich, super stuffy family.
Yeah.
And don't touch them. Don't hug them. Don't approach them. Stand 6 feet away. Like, that's our advice right now. Watch this movie for instructions.
Yeah. And it seems like she's always drinking like kale or algae or something horrible.
Yes. The health shakes. Yeah, she's health always shake. Drinking like some kind of smoothie that's green and disgusting, and who wants that over the holidays? Come on, we want eggnog, we want hot chocolate, we want cider.
Yeah, that's
it's
a great pick.
Good. It's such a fun movie.
It really brings you back to the 1940s kind of screwball comedies, things like Christmas in Connecticut. Yeah. You know, where the lies and the miscommunications just keep piling on and on and on and on until you're just dying laughing. And it's really fun, really good. Good choice. All right, for Sunday, I only have one. So for Sunday, I have Coming Home for Christmas. And this was a really good one, dear, that aired, another one with Danica. And this was written by Nina Wyman, who we love, and based on the book by Jenny Hale. And... And basically, it's kind of a Sabrina story. You have this woman who gets hired to be a housekeeper for this family, this giant house, and she's also in charge of putting on this party. And it's going to be the last party for the, I think it's the Whitcombs, I think, or maybe that's the one I hate, the Finding Father Christmas, that's the Whitcombs. I can't remember their name. But anyway, she gets hired.
She's hired. The one I hate.
Yeah. sorry, Hardee's. I don't like those movies. So she gets hired. The Ashfords. It's the Ashford estate. Gets hired, and there's two brothers, and Andrew Francis is one of the brothers, and he's kind of like the Greg Kinnear type, near Sabrina sort of story. And I love Andrew Francis, so that's fun. And then you have the more stuffy business guy, the Harrison Ford type, played by Neil Bledsoe, who's really charming and fun in it, and Danica McKellar, and I think they have nice chemistry, and she's so sweet that you just have to love her. And I just like the story and the dynamics, and I really like Sabrina, so that whole kind of plot really works for me. And so yeah, that's my Sunday pick.
Hey Hallmark, make Andrew Francis a regular romantic lead.
Yes.
Challenge starts today. Like, why can we not get him in more of these movies as a romantic lead? He's been the wrong guy. He's been a suspected murderer in the mysteries.
Several times. Remember how he was in the Morning Show Mysteries with the ducks? Do you remember that one? That one was so out there and insane. I kind of enjoyed it. These crazy ducks.
Why are we doing this with him? We have him benched in Chesapeake Shores. Hallmark, hear my cry. Make him a romantic lead. He's cute. He is funny. He's a good actor. He has chemistry with lots of these actresses. Love him. This is a great pick for Sunday.
I'd be even more than fine with them doing a sequel / spinoff of this movie with his character, because he
absolutely
ends up alone.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kip. I think it would be really good, and it's all right there.
And you know what? Rachel, I am just now remembering that he is in our favorite movie, our favorite Hallmark Christmas movie, Trading Christmas.
He is.
He's the daughter's boyfriend.
That's right.
He has been giving us all of this goodness for so long. Please reward him.
Yeah.
I beg of you, Hallmark.
Yeah.
I beg of you.
He's great. I mean, honestly, he's one of the best things about Chesapeake Shores, his character. And
I love you guys. Just so you know, I love talking to Rachel about Chesapeake Shores. And this is coming from someone who, like, loved it, watched it. Well, with the exception of this last season, I couldn't do it. But I still love to hear Rachel's unfavorable opinions of the show.
Yeah, if you find it entertaining to hear me get to a dark place, then listen to season 3, our coverage of Chesapeake Shores. It's bad. I mean, I think it's actually pretty entertaining. I'm very proud of the coverage. But it wasn't for me.
You guys, do yourself a favor and listen to these podcasts. She says, Rachel says that it wasn't for her and that it's really the nicest thing, the nicest way that she can describe her feelings about that show. It makes me laugh every time she tweets about it, every time. When they renewed it, I went straight to your page. I was like, okay, I want to see Rachel have a meltdown right now. She is going to lose her mind.
Yeah, it's just, I think what's so frustrating to me, because it has so much potential, it could have been really good, but the writing is, in my opinion, just awful. And not that we want to turn this into a Chesapeake Shores podcast, but just check out those if you want if you want to hear me lose my mind. Then check out those Chesapeake Shores episodes, because it was very frustrating to me. And but you know, I mean, that's what you have to. I do say that I find personally, the things I like about Hallmark movies in a 2-hour package, that I find them comforting and funny and delightful, I struggle with in the television shows.
I get it.
There's just something about the way that, and some of them I like more than others, but almost all of them, I always feel like, oh, there was so much more you could have done with that conflict. There was so much more that you could have grown the characters and developed them. And even in Good Witch, which is my favorite, like last year, it was frustrating because there were so many different arcs that were set up that had potential to be interesting and the characters to grow. And then they would just wrap it up in like one episode. You're like, no, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And so that's what's frustrating to me about Hallmark television is I think because people are hesitant sometimes in the Hallmark world of their characters doing things that they feel are unsavory or unpleasant or wrong even. So they don't want that. But the problem is that's human beings make mistakes. Human beings grow. And so if you have characters who are always perfect, that's boring. But then if you introduce flaws and character traits, conflict, if you introduce conflict and then you either wrap it up in an unsatisfying way or you don't really wrap it up at all, then that's frustrating because you know, it's just like, ah, like the thing with Megan in Chesapeake Shores, I had so much potential, and Barbara Niven is a good actress. She could have done tons with that, but they never even said postpartum depression one time in the show.
And
you're building all this stuff with Bree's book, and supposedly it's going to reveal all the stuff about Megan leaving and everything.
The family.
And
like,
why did she leave? We never found out. And so you're just, and literally it was all building up to, they had a 4-minute montage where you see them talking. And I'm like, all season with that book, and we get 4 minutes of just seeing them talk. And then the next episode, they're like, she's writing all these apology letters. And I'm like, why is she writing apology letters if what she did was right and she did it out of love?
Yeah.
What? And we don't, so we... We don't agree. Anyway, sorry, long tangent. But but what did you have as your Sunday pick?
Well, speaking of Chesapeake Shores and speaking of Trace, my Sunday pick is one of his movies. It is Christmas Under the Stars, which he is in with Autumn Reeser, who is a Hallmark VIP. Love her. They were also in that movie, I think it's called Autumn Wedding together.
They were in a country wedding.
A country wedding. A country wedding. It was a fall harvest movie. And it's great.
Yeah, it's one of the best Hallmark movies.
It is so good. It is so, so good. I really like them together. I really like their chemistry. And this movie takes place in some big city, of course. And we have Nick, and he's an investment banker who loses his job. And so in the meantime, when he's trying to figure out what he's going to do next, what his next move is, he starts working on a Christmas tree lot, because why wouldn't you over the holidays? And there he meets Autumn Reeser's character. She's a teacher. She's a single mom. I believe her husband passed away. And they become really close, and he kind of starts to see how selfish he was in his old life as an investment banker, where all he cared about was money and succeeding and following in his father's footsteps and becoming high-powered. And here he meets this single mother, this teacher who's really struggling, sees all the good he could be doing in the world instead of just focusing on his career. And of course, he falls in love with her and her son. But the real joy of this movie is the Christmas tree lot owner, who is amazing. He just doles out wisdom left and right. He is, to me, he is like the best part of this movie. His name is Clem, I believe. And he is just the sweetest, and everything, every scene he was in just warmed my heart. I loved the relationship that he and Jesse Metcalf's character developed. It is such a sweet holiday romance. It gave me all the feels.
Yeah, it was cute. I really enjoyed it too. I really almost liked the relationship between Clem and Jesse's character even better than the relationship between him and Autumn's character. I thought that was a really nice dynamic that they had. And I did. The one fault with the movie is Autumn Reeser's like nonsensical hatred of the Jesse Metcalf character, because like I don't think it was even his business that was hurting her alone. No. It was like it's business in crazy. General.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a field that he was fired from. Like, how can you be mad at him for something like that's not even associated with him? That's not his company.
You're 100% right.
And he's literally
100% right.
Literally been fired for. That was dumb, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. It was still really cute.
It is truly crazy that she has financial troubles and blames it on a recently fired investment banker just because he worked in that field.
Yeah.
And she does get like absurdly angry. Like that's their conflict in the movie of why they can't be together. And that is ridiculous, but you can look past it because of all the other wonderful things that happen. And it's on a Christmas tree lot. Like what's better than that?
Agreed. And I loved the fact that the Clem guy kept delivering Christmas trees to Jesse Metcalf's house. I was like, is there going to be any room to move? He had like four or five. That was fun.
That was the best. When he found out he didn't have a tree, he was like, no, that's not how this works, my friend.
Yeah. And
so good.
I really did enjoy that one. That one was really sweet. And so, yeah, this is a pretty good little selection. So I have for mine, Crown for Christmas Detour on Friday, Saturday, Christmas Cottage and Christmas Town, and then Sunday coming up for Christmas. So, and then do you want to go over yours again?
And I have for Friday, Mingle All the Way, Saturday, A Very Merry Mix-Up, please watch it, and Sunday, Christmas Under the Stars.
Great. And so, yeah, check these out. Let us know what you think of our suggestions. We also have recaps of all of these movies on one form or another, except for, I guess we don't have one for Christmas. I don't know if we have one for Christmas Detour, because except for the, I guess the older ones. But anyway, we have recaps for most of these that you could listen to. We also have our preview for Spring. I guess it's now being called Spring Fling. It was Spring Fling, and then it was Spring Fever, and now it's Spring Fling. Whatever it is called, the spring movies. Spring movies. We have our preview show that we did with Elise Murray, where we also got to hear about her new book, which is very fun. If you want a dishy read,
I love her. Yeah. Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's the best. And so that was really fun. So make sure you check that out this week. And so yeah, let us know what you think. And Dory, where can people find you?
You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, All the Feels Pod. We will be, myself and my co-host Mel, will be recording a special quarantine podcast on Saturday.
Yes.
So look for that next week. We are going over about a million different things, what we're watching, podcasts we're listening to, all the things that are keeping us from going crazy during this time in social isolation. So yeah, come say hi, and we are always on social media milling about, so be our friend. Yeah.
Yes, definitely make sure. I'm excited for that. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm still finding things to review. I reviewed the HBO series McMillions, which is great, especially Agent Doug Matthews, who is like my favorite person at the moment. So
yes,
it's so good.
Watch it. Yeah. It's so good.
So good. Anyway, so check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast at Homeworkies Pod and Homeworkies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and everywhere. If you are listening on iTunes, we got 2 reviews this week. It was so exciting. So please leave your ratings and reviews. It makes our day. We love it. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, give your comments. We appreciate it so much on YouTube as well. We have our patron group, which means the world to us right now, where things are so unstable. Our patrons, they mean so much to us. So if you have that capability, please, please, please check it out. The link will be in the description section. And then we also have our merch store, which also is a huge help to us and hopefully provides you. We have some new designs. So check it out if you have that that means. And the link will be in the description. So thanks again, Dory. This is so much fun. And happy Christmas movie watching.
Yes, thanks for having me. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas. Bye.